Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Reed's Wrestling. I am your host, Alan Reed, and today I'll be doing my SummerSlam predictions. Now, I'm going to get straight into it, as SummerSlam is just 3 days away, and I'm actually kind of excited to see what's going to happen in SummerSlam, because the match card, it isn't the best match card, but it has a lot of potential. And now I'm going to get started with my predictions. So, the first match I want to start with is Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal. And as I've been seeing, WWE hasn't really done anything creatively to suggest that Jinder Mahal is on the same level as Drew McIntyre. But Jinder Mahal is bringing in that intensity, and it's almost a refreshing, it's almost like really refreshing to see Jinder Mahal kind of get a push again, because it's been quite a while since he's been getting a push. And now, you know, he has his henchmen, Veery and Shanky. You know, it's technically for me, it's just Drew McIntyre is going to be in a handicap match, because it's going to be Drew versus Veery, Shanky, and Jinder Mahal. I mean, the odds are stacked against Drew McIntyre, but I kind of see Drew McIntyre, he's going into Vegas. He's going to deliver a Claymore kick to his former 3MB teammate, and I'm pretty sure he's going to earn that pay-per-view victory. And it just feels... it kind of feels like it will be underwhelming, given the spot that he was in last year at SummerSlam, you know. But hey, it is what it is. So my prediction for the Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal, Drew McIntyre is going to win. He's going to take it home. If Jinder Mahal was to win, then I would be very, very surprised that they're going to give Jinder over Drew McIntyre, which again, I think it would be great, because it'll further the storyline more and see what more they can actually do. Who knows? Maybe they can do a Punjabi prison match. Nah, it's probably one of the worst gimmick matches I've ever seen. And then I'm going to move on to the United States Championship match, Sheamus versus Damian Priest, which, to anyone's surprise, is actually one of the matches I'm actually really looking forward to, just because I'm dying to see Damian Priest have a belt. And Sheamus has been the United States champion for a long time. I don't even know at this point how much, but it's been a while, and I'm just dying to see a belt get put on Damian Priest's waist. And this feud with Sheamus and Damian Priest, I mean, it hasn't lit the world on fire. You know, it hasn't been like the greatest thing ever created. But I mean, it's been very repetitive. I mean, it's like typical, you know, booking and redundance of WWE. Is there heat? There's like a little bit of heat, but to the masses, there is no big anticipation for this match. But for me, there is, because I want Priest to have a belt around his waist. And don't get me wrong, these two talents, Sheamus and Priest, are amazing. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a strong and entertaining match with these two big men. And as for my prediction goals for this match, I could see Priest winning this match. He does, you know, he does his thing, and boom, he wins the match. And I swear, if the Archer does not win this match, I am gonna revolt, because this guy needs a belt. He needs a fucking belt. If they don't put the belt on him this Saturday, I don't know what they're gonna do. Because Sheamus is technically not even doing anything with the belt. He's just doing running open challenge matches without putting the championship on the line. So there is no point of even him being champion. While Priest, I'm pretty sure you put the belt around Priest, he's going to defend that thing every single Monday or every single pay-per-view, and he has no problem with doing that. It would be actually kind of funny. Imagine if Bad Bunny was to make an appearance at SummerSlam and kind of distract Sheamus and kind of makes Priest win the match. I think that would be a really big highlight. But yeah, so my predictions for Sheamus versus Damian Priest for the United States titles, Priest is going to take home the belt. Now I move on to a match that actually has a lot of heat, a great storyline going through. Both men are being super intense. They're doing everything they could to actually get our attention, and it's Edge versus Seth Rollins. And I think this is actually one of the best storylines in WWE in general. it's becoming the hottest feud of WWE, to be honest. The promo work has been strong, and the quality of their work between the ropes is just, it literally just says that they're going to have an amazing showdown on Saturday. The promos, oh my God, the promos that Edge and Seth Rollins have been doing for the past weeks, it is incredible, and it is showing what they can do. If you allow two superstars to do what they can, it allows it. And Seth Rollins, hey, I mean, Edge is great at doing promos. I mean, that guy's a monster. And Seth is, he's bringing in his own. He's taking care of his own. He's bringing it. He's showing his intensity. He's kind of showing a little bit more of a shield, Seth Rollins, instead of like the whole, what's it called, the high marquee Seth Rollins. This is going to be a great, great match. And I cannot wait to see this match. And I mean, this is Edge's, not comeback, but, you know, he has tended to put a lot of people over, as most older superstars end up putting a lot of younger stars over to kind of get the younger stars on to the next level. Will that happen here? I don't know. I kind of feel like Seth wouldn't want that to happen. Personally, I feel like Seth would not allow that to happen. I feel like he would want Edge to win this one, and then they can maybe go on to another match. Maybe have like another next pay-per-view, have another one, or on SmackDown, whatever the case may be, and it shall be one for one. And then after that, it'll be, you know, the tiebreaker. That's the way I see it happening. I don't really see Seth wanting Edge to put him over. But, I mean, it could happen at the same time, because it's really unpredictable. This one is actually a match that I had a hard time to predict who could win or who could not win. I mean, it's just, I just throw in ideas, and like a loss can fuel Seth Rollins into a downward spiral, making him more obsessed with it. And then it can, like I said, lead to more potential series of rematches. And then you have a reason to think that the rematch itself benefits Edge from picking up a win on Saturday if he was to win. But my prediction is that Edge is going to win this match at SummerSlam, just because, like I said, I don't think Seth Rollins wants Edge to put him over just yet. I think they're going to keep Seth versus Edge for a while. Well, I mean, hopefully not for a while, but hopefully for another 2-3 matches, and then we can end that feud. Hopefully they don't push it like they pushed Damian Priest and The Miz storyline for like 7 months. So then we move on to the SmackDown Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. Now, this match is apparently might happen. We will see. But I don't know, this match, It is a build-up, because it is a WrestleMania rematch that I actually want to see. But I just haven't really seen much of fire in both women like it was before going to WrestleMania. I mean, sure, I mean, Sasha Banks has been away from WWE since the end of WrestleMania. And then that left Bianca Belair on her own. And she's been, you know, defending the belt, and she's been holding her own. And now, you know, Sasha has Carmella and Zelina Vega basically as her backup, and the numbers are starting to show that Bianca Belair needs more, and it should, because Bianca, you know, she's been a great babyface champion at this point, and she's been living up to expectations and proving that she can hang with the best in the division. And there has been a lack of heel contenders, though, which basically creates like a scenario where she would be better off literally dropping the belt to Banks at SummerSlam, which is what I would say, because there's every single competitor that's been in her way, as in Bianca Belair's way, it really hasn't been much to it. And to be honest, since Bianca Belair won the championship match at WrestleMania, I literally predicted that at SummerSlam, Bianca Belair is going to lose the belt. And that's why I'm saying that Sasha Banks is going to regain her title back. I don't know why, but I said it since day one, when Bianca Belair won that championship match at WrestleMania, she's going to lose it at SummerSlam. I don't know why I got that instant thought. And it makes sense, because I mean, Bianca has been a great champion, but it's just Sasha, I don't know, come on, come on. She kind of brings more of, of intensity, and she's a heel. She'll be a heel champion, and I don't know. Lately, heel champions have been the best thing happening to WWE instead of the babyface champions. So why not just put? That's what I'm saying. Sasha Banks is taking home that title belt, and would it lead to another rematch? Probably. And I still see Sasha retaining the belt. Now we move on to the tag team, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the Usos versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio. And this match is literally all about the Mysterios. You know, basically the whole thing is, you know, Rey has like been struggling to keep Dominic in check. You know, Dominic has been like kind of lost lately, and he's been, you know, Rey's been trying to coach him, but it kind of seems like Dominic just like wants to go out on his own and isn't thinking right. And then Rey, you know, being the father, he's kind of getting worried and trying to keep him in check, but kind of seems like Rey is holding Dominic back. And then the Usos come in and they start instigating the whole thing, and it seems like the frustration is just building up in Dominic, mostly in the Mysterios. And who knows? It could literally end up to what everyone is literally waiting to see. It's like an emotional, like a father and son emotional fueled rivalry or something like that. But in this case over here, the booking the booking has further that statement that it will happen eventually, or it could happen on Saturday if they lose. Maybe Dominic is gonna like push Rey Mysterio on the ring, out of the ring, or attack Rey Mysterio. And would it be a surprise? No. But would it be great? Yes, it would be great. So I'm gonna see what will happen with that. And as for, you know, the Mysterios and the Usos, I mean, they've worked together countless of times in the last 2 or 3 months. And it's been a, like I said, repetitive booking. You know, we've seen these two teams wrestle countless times. The WWE booking has been so repetitive that it's almost kind of like, okay, like we already know what's going to happen at this point. So will the match be good? Yes, I actually say the match will be good, because both teams, they can at least put on a Hell in a Cell. And the Usos, I feel like they get underrated really quickly, because they can put on a Hell of a Show. As much as annoying as they can be with the whole family thing with Roman Reigns, but they can put on a Hell of a Show. So who's going to win? The Mysterios or the Usos? My prediction is that the Usos are going to retain the title belts, and only because Rey is going to piss off Dominic, and Dominic's going to do something. That's what I'm saying about this match. And then we move on to the WWE Championship match, Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg. Now, this is where I go back to where this is the match I'm scared to see. And I'm only scared to see this match because I feel like WWE is gonna pull what they did when they put Goldberg versus Bray Wyatt or The Fiend, and you know, Goldberg speared him and won the title match. That is what I'm afraid of that they're gonna do here. That Goldberg comes in, he's contractually obligated to wrestle one more match or two more matches, or technically one more match after this Saturday. And they're going to put him against Lashley, and Lashley's going to lose, which will be the dumbest decision to ever be made, because they're going to ruin Lashley's momentum. This guy has the best momentum all year. Him and Roman Reigns have had the best storylines, the best momentum, they've been the best champions this whole time. And if you put Roman Reigns versus Lashley in a ring, champion versus champion, as a main event, I think that would be gold. And like I said, Lashley, he's been just dominant since winning the WWE Championship. I mean, he's beating every challenger put before him, and really considering the lack of depth and Raw, Bobby has been able to break through the mold, and actually has been presenting us with great promos. Is Goldberg right choice for him? I don't think so. I just, like I said, this is all a contractual thing. He has one more match to go, and his thing. But this is where I'm just like, okay, they're just being so, they're depending so much on older talent to bring in money and views, it's just not going to work for so long. I mean, John Cena can only go for so long. Goldberg can only go for so long. The Rock and Stone Cold can come back for appearances for so long. You can't keep on depending on older talent. You need to depend on the new talent, and the new talent that can further you and be the future of your company, instead of just bringing in what was your company or what is left of your company. I mean, the showdown between Lashley and Goldberg, it should be a spectacle, no doubt about it. I feel like it should be a spectacle. I mean, I don't expect like 30 versions of a suplex or like 80 V triggers to the head or whatever, but I mean, there is going to be punching and kicks and head banging and, you know, possible body slams, and maybe someone's going to go through a barricade. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few false finishes. I'm pretty sure. Mostly Lashley's going to get a lot of false finishes. And there won't be any messing around. And hopefully the match doesn't go for too long, though. I mean, hopefully we can kind of keep it on the even level. And I mean, I think Lashley is going to expose every weakness that Goldberg has at this point. And that's why I'm saying that my prediction for Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg is Lashley is going to retain the belt. And it's only because, like I said, the idea of Goldberg winning the 9th championship and apparently in appearing in constantly on further Raw, it'll be stupid, because he wins the match on Saturday. He'll obviously show up on the following Monday, but then he won't show up again for another 2 weeks or 3 weeks just because he's a part-timer. So it'll be stupid, and they will literally be throwing the WWE Championship into the toilet. So that's why Bobby Lashley is going to retain the WWE Championship. Now we have the triple threat match for the Raw Women's Championship. We have Charlotte Flair versus Nikki A.S.H. and Rhea Ripley. And this is a rivalry that's, I feel like, it's almost a mess. They don't know what to do with the women's division at this point. I don't even know if they're depending on Charlotte or Rhea or Nikki, but Nikki's new gimmick apparently is not really getting over fans, as there's been a lot of videos of people booing her when she goes to a live show. I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't seen the videos, but this is a match that's literally happened probably 4 times already. We've seen these three women already wrestle in triple threat match. We've seen all three of them win a match against each other in some sort of way. So I don't know what really they're really pushing here. I mean, Nikki as the Raw champion, I mean, it's great. She's living her dream, but it kind of seems like a bland champion. It just seems like a bland champion. I mean, sure, she's been pissing off Charlotte Flair since winning the match. And I mean, Rhea Ripley is almost just there, just kind of like hanging on and just going along for the ride. It's almost like she doesn't really care about winning the match. She just wants to piss off Charlotte Flair. I mean, while it would appear as though like Nikki is the most obvious choice to win, and you know, they can ensure the continuation of a young champion, but like, if anyone really watches, I mean, anyone has been watching lately, knows how this goes. I mean, Charlotte Flair, you know, she literally wins when you least expect it, and when you totally do, it's just like, okay, it's like, she wins. And that's another thing. I'm like, okay, like, if Charlotte wins, it's not going to be a shocker. Is it going to re-energize the WWE? No, it's just going to put another belt around her waist, and she's going to be, what, 17 or 18 time champion at this point. And I mean, WWE has invested a lot of money into this whole like superhero babyface chasing for the title type of thing, and it's cool, but I don't think it's going to last for too long, because I don't think, like I said, fans aren't really that behind her. And that is why for the triple threat match for the Raw Women's title, I actually, honestly, sadly, am going to say that Charlotte Flair is going to take home the belt again. And it hurts me if you say that, because don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of Charlotte Flair. She's a great wrestler, great performer, great mic talker, but she is gonna win, and it's gonna be a shocker there, and we're probably gonna get Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair after Saturday. And as for Nikki, I don't know. I don't really see the gimmick going anywhere. I'd be shocked if they actually make Nikki actually win the triple threat match. And then we move on to what everyone is talking about. The main event of SummerSlam is going to be for the Universal Championship. John Cena versus Roman Reigns. The returning John Cena. Now this, okay, I'm going to let this, actually, I'm like a fanboy right now, because this is a great match. This is a blockbuster rivalry. It's absolutely deserving of a SummerSlam like main event. I mean, the feud it has been enhanced, and the back and forth on Friday Night SmackDown, and the shots that are taken between Reigns and Cena, and the promo, oh my god, the promo from last Friday, man, that thing hit below the waist with this guy, with Roman taking shots at Cena's relationship with like Nikki Bella and the Hollywood and your part timer, you're no one. And stuff, and then Cena comes in with a hell of a right hook, and he just starts saying that WWE is protected, that Roman Reigns is protected by the WWE system. He has the perfect teeth, the perfect wardrobe. Seth Rollins doesn't, kicked out Seth Rollins. You kicked out Dean Ambrose from WWE, and everyone was like, damn. He literally mentioned Dean Ambrose. But that promo is probably one of the best ones, probably almost as good as the first one that they did years ago when famously Roman forgot the line, and then Cena says, it's a promo, you have to learn how to do it. And I mean, the anticipation for this match I have is great. I mean, these two are gonna put on a hell of a show in the Allegiant Stadium, and I'm excited to see what they're gonna do, and like, can they deliver up to expectations? Yes, they can. These two can handle the pressure. They can handle the main event, and that's only because they have made a career of doing that. And both men, this could probably be one of the biggest matches of their career or in recent WWE history. And the chemistry, I mean, they have chemistry in the ring. I mean, they have really good chemistry in the ring. And now Reigns, I think, is actually better right now than when he was when they first got into the ring. Reigns right now, he's more developed. He knows what he is and what he has to do now, instead of back then where he was just coming off the Shield and he was kind of trying to find himself. They were pushing him as a babyface. But now when he steps in the scene, I can see that Roman Reigns is more confident. He knows who he is and what he has to do, and he belongs here next to John Cena. And then it's going to be, I just can't wait. But there is something I was reading actually earlier today that got my attention, because I don't know, it's like this like random conspiracy theory now that is going around the internet, which I don't know why. It's kind of weird. But okay, so Ric Flair, he got released from WWE, or he asked for his release in WWE, and apparently that's created some conspiracy about WWE putting the title on Cena to erase the Nature Boys from the record books, and that will make John Cena 17-time champion instead of which would be Ric Flair's 16-time world champion, which no one has beaten. So that's a theory. But I'm like, okay, that'd be kind of stupid if they really wanted to do that, which I don't really think they would, because I think Rick and Vince are in good terms, I would think. I just don't see that happening. I don't see Cena becoming champion all because, like I said, he's a part timer. I think John Cena understands that he is a part timer, and it'll be pointless to put a belt on him because he knows he can't defend it every single night or every pay per view. Because who knows, he might have a movie to make or an appearance to make. I think John Cena is smart, and he knows like he cannot handle having a title and with his acting career. Something that Goldberg should probably understand, that he shouldn't be champion either. So that's why my prediction for John Cena versus Roman Reigns is going to retain the belt. And I just said why, because Cena knows that he cannot be champion because of his actual career. He cannot juggle acting and defending a championship. Even more contractually, he can't even wrestle while he's filming, because it is in his contract that he cannot wrestle any sort of match while filming a TV show or a movie, due to, you know, he can get injured, and then that can back up either filming production or his in-ring production, or his in-ring wrestling. So that's why Cena, I would believe Cena is smart in that, and he is going to put Roman Reigns over, and I think he's going to put him over very gladly. And I am 100% sure that Roman Reigns versus Cena is going to be the talk of the town for the entire weekend, because I have a feeling these two are going to put on a hell of a show. I even predict that Paul Heyman is going to get involved somehow, and Cena is going to whack him in the face, and that's what we all want to see. So that is my SummerSlam 2021 predictions, and I hope they all do come true, because I'll be excited. Obviously, there's going to be some twists and turns, and I'm curious to see what kind of special guests we might have during the show. But other than that, I hope you guys are listening. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you guys next time.